Hey, my name is Kristen, and I want to personally welcome you in. I'm a small town mama and former elementary school teacher who spent $250 to start a network marketing business I knew nothing about. I had no followers, zero experience in marketing, and knew very little about social media. But I was able to educate myself on all the ins and outs of owning a business and now run an annual six-figure online business and partner with my husband in helping him run a local service-based business all from home. Because you're listening, it's likely that you're either considering getting started as an entrepreneur or you want to grow. Let's do this together. I'll use my experience as an educator to break it all down for you: social media marketing, business strategy, and networking. My goal is to help you find a sense of balance and fulfillment so you can inspire others to do the same using your unique gifts. So get comfy and cozy, grab a pen and paper and your drink of choice, and let's get to it. We've talked a lot about your brand. We talked a lot about really keeping your audience in mind. But I also want you to focus on your story. Okay. Now I'm going to share my story real quick. I know most of you, y'all know my story, but just for the sake of setting the stage for tonight, I want to share, like, you know, kind of where my journey from before I started the business up until, I guess, present day in a nutshell. Okay. So many of you know that I was an elementary school teacher. I had been teaching for 10 years. At the time I was in second grade and I had started drinking ketones to lose weight. Quite frankly, that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to lose some weight. I was sick and tired of feeling the way I was feeling. I started drinking ketones on February the 9th of 2020. I always talk about my trip to Gatlinburg with our teenagers being like that moment that really like stood out in my mind, because one of my teenagers actually took a photo of me and shoved the phone in my face. And it was like one of those just reckoning moments that I was like, okay. And I made a decision. So literally a week after we got home, I actually bought the trial pack. I got it a few days later. And I started a week after we got home. I drank through two trial packs of ketones. So 2 5 packs. And then I decided I was ready to buy a box. I remember I committed to a box of Splash, and I don't know what I was thinking. But it was in that moment that Ronnie decided he was going to do it with me. And I was really excited about that, because prior to that, we were a rice family at every meal. We fried everything. Like, it was just, that was just our life. So having him on board was super powerful for me, because that meant we can do this together. Now, that also meant that we ran through ketones very quickly. So I learned real fast that we needed to buy more. And so I'd been drinking ketones for about 3 months. The pandemic started, y'all, can you believe 4 years ago today, the pandemic like fell here? Like, it's crazy. March 12th was the last date that I wrote on my board at school. That date will forever be in my mind for forever. I'm gonna get off track. Let's focus. So, I started drinking ketones. The pandemic fell a month later, and then I continued to drink ketones as I was virtually teaching from home. And at the time when I was virtually teaching, I was teaching from the time I got up in the morning. So I'd hurry up. It was so funny, because I wore leggings a lot. Most of y'all knew, like, I mean, obviously I don't wear leggings every single day because now I work outside of the home, but I would wear like a nice top and leggings because I was only on a computer, so they could only see the top half of me. So I'd get ready. I'd hop on the computer super early in the morning. I would meet with my kids on Google Meets with them first thing in the morning. I would have like a, you know, a check-in with them and let them know what their things were for the day. And then I would let them break out, and then I would have to get ready for the next thing. And I remember I had stayed at my computer from the time I got up in the morning until around 10 p.m. at night. Okay. And mind you, Riley and Sophie at the time, Riley was a seventh grader. That's crazy. And Sophie was a first grader. Okay. Back then. And so what happened was they both were planted in different parts of my house, and I was planted at the kitchen table. It was just a nightmare. And I remember I was just so exhausted by the time I would go to bed, because I would have to literally try to get in contact with all these parents and stuff. Ketones were like my saving grace. They were literally the only thing that was like keeping me going. And at the time, that's whenever TikTok was sort of coming around. People were playing around on TikTok. And while I was virtually teaching, I thought, shoot, let's like make these funny videos. Everybody was doing all these lip syncing videos, like jokey videos about quarantine. Like I remember making these little jokey videos of me going, coronavirus. Like I remember used to doing all that stupid, crazy stuff. And it was more or less just to make light of the situation because we were just in shutdown. Like we couldn't go anywhere, do anything. Like a lot of other people were doing, we're just kind of playing around. And the person that I was buying ketones from actually told me, "You're already like playing around." And I actually was even posting some of the recipes that I was making online. Also, like I would fall in love with this recipe and I would just share it. And they were like, "You're already doing it. Like, why don't you just start the business?" And I was like, "No, I'm really busy. I don't have a whole lot of time in my day. Like, I literally am working all day long. The kids need me. I just can't." And I said no. So I said no for a couple of times. And then I finally broke one day because there was just one part of me that was like, but like, maybe. I don't know that. I mean, it kind of seemed like fun. I don't know what was the actual tipping point that actually made me say yes. But I do remember it was the last day of the month. It was April the 30th, and you all know, like last day of the month, most of the time, promoters and stuff, like we're all like scrambling trying to hit our goals and stuff. I didn't realize that back then because I didn't understand everything that was happening. But this person messaged me and was like, "You need to join." Like, and there was like this special on like the promoter pack or whatever. So I literally chose like the bottom pack. I think it was like 250 or something. I don't remember what it was. I bought that pack and I joined on April the 30th. I'd been drinking ketones for about 3 months. So on May the 1st was officially my first day at work. I was still teaching and I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it a go. And I remember, I think I had been doing the business for about 2 days and I decided to go live. I went live staring at my phone. I propped it up. I actually have a photo of me, like literally just sitting there like this, like looking, because I had no idea. I had literally no idea about going live. I was just like, okay, well, I'm just gonna wait a few minutes because I didn't know that you were supposed to start talking right away. I think stared for like a good solid minute and a half. Like if I go back now, it gives me like the heebie-jeebies. If I've ever coached you about going live, I've explained to you, just start talking immediately and pretend people are there. We know this now, but I didn't know that. No one coached me. No one told me what to do. I just hit the live button, scared to death. And I made a like a keto sandwich, I think. It was like with like wrap or bread or something. I don't remember what it was, but I made that. I went live on my lunch break. I know Dina goes live on her lunch break a lot. And I did that every single day. I want to say for forever. I didn't stop. And I got a little bit better and a little bit better every single time that I did it. Within 6 months, I had started to build a team. The team and I hit car earning rank. And it was getting really, really close to the time. Oh, by the way, I was also teacher of the year that year. So my hands were just in a lot of stuff, which is why I kept saying no. And I'm telling you this because I want for you to pay attention to the conversations that you're having with your people, because more than likely they're dealing with some of the same stuff. I know a lot of us, you know, y'all didn't decide to join me for any reason. Like there's a reason why, like, because we're very similar. So it's likely that even your people will have similar stories. You know, being teacher of the year and doing all the things, I knew at the beginning of this school year, I was going to be involved in a lot more. Obviously, the pandemic was not going away. Okay. So I sat in a meeting. I remember my principal, I found out this meeting was happening. My principal called and said, "I need you to sit on this meeting. We're going to be talking about protocols. We're going to be talking about like all the things that we have to put in place before we start school back." And I was like, okay. So I sat there, and as she was talking, now mind you, over the last those 6 months or so, from April, I guess it wasn't 6 months at that time. It was probably about 4 months. So I hadn't even hit car earning rank yet. So I think it was about 4 months. So May, June, July, August. Yeah, 4 months. It was at the beginning of August. And so I sat in on this meeting and I was like taking notes and I was listening to everything. And all I could feel in my chest was like it tightening. I just felt so like, oh, like it was just like this. Have you ever felt like something that just gets you like so worked up or so worried or so anxious that you like almost can't breathe? Yeah, that's how I felt. And I could just feel like over the last several months, I felt like so much joy in what I was doing. I was having fun. I was meeting new people. Like I hadn't gone anywhere because the quarantine was still happening. Like it was just crazy. And but it was like there was just something in them. It was like, Kristen, you know, if you go back to teaching, You know how you're gonna like this is not gonna be good for you. Like I could just feel it. And I was on the verge of burnout anyway. I got off of that call and Ronnie and I had a long conversation and he refused to tell me what to do. He was like, I'm not gonna tell you to make a decision. I can't do that for you. And I mean, sick, y'all. I was so sick to my stomach, but I just felt in my gut that I needed to quit. And y'all, after 10 years and I was the teacher of the year, I was like, I can't, like, I felt like I was gonna let people down. I felt like I was gonna, lose everything in my life that I had worked for. Like, I don't know if you relate to that or at all, but like, it was like I had just, my whole life had built to that moment and I was just gonna throw it all in the trash, is what I felt like. And I wrote up a draft email to resign to my principal. And I hit the send button. And it, immediately after I sent it, of course, I felt sick the moment I sent it. But then after that, I was like, whew, y'all, we hit cartoning rank that month. Like we literally, I resigned at the beginning of the month. By the end of the month, we hit champ. And then we hit champ again in September and October. We went and picked out the car. And life changed dramatically. I started meeting a lot more people. I start finally when the world started opening up, I actually met Jessie Lee, flown out to her house that January. I think it was January, February, can't remember what month it was, but it was the beginning of that year, that 2021. Met her in person because I was like, I gotta get in her space. And just things started to evolve from there. And I've met so many incredible people. I've been able to travel, I've been able to do all these things. And I tell you that because if you like, I just shared my story. Do you know your story? Like, do you know your story from start to finish? Could you just like spit it out like that? Because if you don't know your story, or if you don't know how to articulate your story, that's the first thing you need to do. Because you need to be sharing your personal story, and your story may not be like mine. Okay. Your reason for joining may not have been like for me. So for me, it was. It might be kind of fun. I was sort of already doing it. And like, I mean, if I could earn my product for free, that'd be great also. And if I can make just a couple hundred dollars, that'd be awesome. Like that was kind of my reasoning for starting. You have a reason for starting. And for you, it could have been, hey, I wanted to just do something fun. Or hey, I just wanted to, I saw that people were traveling and I wanted to travel. Like, what is your thing? And you have to articulate that to your people consistently. I've heard people say so many times that when you're sick of telling your story, people are just now starting to, it's starting to resonate with them. So you have to repeat that in many different ways. Okay. That's going to set the stage. Now, whenever you understand your audience and who you're talking to, it's going to help you to explain or tell your story a little bit better. Because when you know your audience, you know what their struggles are, you know what their pain points are. You know if they are facing burnout. You know if they're struggling with work-life balance. You know if they're struggling to make ends meet. You know those things because you know your audience. You know who you're intending to serve. I'm gonna like piggyback, circle around to like a marketing strategy that we're doing right now at work, and we're working on these campaigns because we are Berkeley County in South Carolina is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation. If you Google it, you'll know what I'm talking about. We were heavily rural. We're the largest county in South Carolina, and in terms of square mileage, but we're outside of Charleston County. So the beauty in that is Charleston is full, like it's so full, it's crazy. So people are moving inland, and we're right on. So we have like I literally, y'all just don't know. I live in the best place in the world because we're like 30 minutes from the beach. We're like 30 minutes from, or actually 10 minutes from the lakes. We have rivers all around us, and the mountains are about an hour and a half away. So like we're literally like anywhere. And people love it whenever they come down here. Well, we're in one of the fastest growing counties in the state. And with that, our the company that I'm working with, we're expanding rapidly because we're building homes left and right. Developments are coming up, and apartment buildings are building, businesses are coming in. We've had tons and tons. Google is about 30 minutes away from my house, actually. They put a business there. Volvo has come here. Boeing is here. Like, there's a lot of large, big companies that are coming here. And so with that, we're growing rapidly, which means that the company that I work for is trying to penetrate a lot of those areas. And we've been talking about the different areas that we serve and how we have to talk to those different areas differently. Okay. because I work for an internet company. It's not like telling a personal brand story like us. Like we are meant to attract the people that we're meant to attract. Like you're meant to attract your like and serve your people. We're literally trying to just expand across the county, okay? And so whenever we look at places like, you're not going to know what I'm talking about whenever I tell you this, but there is a it's a place called Daniel Island. It's right outside of Charleston. And it is it's a different culture out there. There is a huge stadium out there. There is where a lot of concerts and a lot of different events happen. It's just a different way of life out there. And then we also have some of our smaller developments that are closer inland. The diversity in those is just a little bit different. And as we were talking and kind of brainstorming on how we were gonna, throw campaigns out there to kind of see what happens, is we were like, we got to think about the demographic of the people that we're talking to. And I tell you that because you have to know, like, hey, when I speak internet language, like these people aren't gonna want this much internet, but these people are gonna want this much internet. And so we have to like think about what are the things that they want so we can serve them in the best way. The same thing goes for you. Who are you talking to? Okay. Now, many of you have been in the business for a while and you know, like many of you, your vision has grown far beyond what it was whenever you first started this. Yes. Many of you, when you first started this, like it was like, get my nails done, have some money to go shopping a little bit here and there. But now your vision has grown. I think almost all of you have been on a trip, right? You've traveled since you started this business. I don't know that that was something that you actually thought you were going to do when you started. Your vision has grown. And as you do this longer and as you get to experience more and you stretch yourself outside of your comfort zone even more, your vision will continue to grow. It's a good thing, okay? It's a really good thing. But sometimes we get stuck at where we are, but we forget about the people that we're wanting to serve and like where they are. We got to like take a step back. It's not that you don't want to share the vision of where you are today or where you want to go. You still want to talk about those stuff, but there's this healthy way, like a balance of marrying the two where you can go, listen, I was there. I know how you're feeling. I remember that all too well. And you speak into that. Now, there's also a careful balance that I want you to pay attention to whenever you're sharing your story, because I've noticed, and I say this because I personally have struggled with this, sometimes we lean too heavily when we're talking to people about their pain, about their struggle, okay? The thing is, whenever you only speak to their pain and their struggle, you're reminding them over and over and over again of, all the things that they're in right now. I mean, I'm hoping this is going to make sense the way I'm saying it. Like what you want to do instead of just focusing on the pain and the struggle is you want to focus on when you're telling them is like, what's the goal? What, like, how are you going to get there? Like, what are the things that you're willing to do? Because there's a way for you to speak to people that there's two different people in this world. This is what I need to say. There's two different types of people in this world. There's the people that will always have an excuse and always use their pain and their struggle as a reason why they can't do X, Y, and Z. And then you have those people that recognize the struggle that they're in, but they're willing to do what it takes in order to persevere and overcome that challenge. Does that make sense? So it's you might be talking to the same type of people, but you want to be real careful about not just going, this is easy, or you can, everybody can do this, because the reality is not everybody can do this, okay? They can try, but if you don't want to guarantee them a promise of making $1 million if they're not willing to put in the effort, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we all think differently. So be real strategic in the language that you use whenever you're talking to your people so that you can attract the type of people that you want to work with, okay? So who is it that you want to serve? How can you speak directly to those pain points in a way that's relatable, that's personable, that really makes them feel like I am talking to you on the other side of the screen? Like it resonates. And this is why I think it's so powerful for us to be as real as we can whenever we're showing up every single day. Okay. Talking about the good days and the bad days, letting them know whenever things are going well and when things are not going well, and what you're doing about it whenever things aren't going well. Okay. So I just think that's really important for you to focus on your message in a way. Now, I think that whenever you are, and I'm going to give you some ideas specific as far as like posting in just a few minutes on how you can start those conversations, but I'm really just kind of getting into the nitty-gritty of like what that should look like. Okay. All of you know your brand. Drop in the chat. Who are you serving? When you post every day, who is your audience? Who are you talking to? Do you know? Put that in the chat. When you build a brand, you know your audience and you want to consistently share your why. Now, do you know why you want to recruit? Some of you aren't, as we talked about last week, some of you may not be ready to recruit. Some of you may not want to or be interested in recruiting. Okay. And if that's you, I still love you and that's okay. You don't have to if you don't want to. This is your personal business. Okay. Are you like typing in the chat? Because I'm not seeing anything. Like, I don't know if something's wrong with this or you guys are just aren't talking to me. Which makes me kind of sad. I don't know. Okay. But what I want for you to do is I want for you to think about your why. Why would you, if you are interested in recruiting and building a team, why? Why do you want to do that? Do you want to help other women that are in a similar situation that you were back whenever you first started? Are you interested in growing your business so that you can make more income? Because that's a real thing. I mean, and there's no shame in you being saying that. Like, if that's your why, you want to make more money, that's for sure. Go for it. Okay. Maybe you want to meet more people. I don't know. You have to know what your why is in recruiting. So that you can talk about it, you know? Like I have a goal. I'm just throwing this out there. It's not my personal goal, but like you might say, I have a personal goal that I want to develop, or I want to meet and develop three new leaders this month. Like my goal is I'm going to step into leadership. I want to develop my leadership skills. I want to meet these women that have been, faced with similar circumstances as me. I want to lock arms with them and I want to hone in on my leadership with like them, literally locked arms, and we're doing it together. That might be your why. Okay. And then whenever you, so I'll thank you, Joanne. I appreciate you. Faith, women, pre-menopause, menopause, relationships, keto kitchen. So it sounds to me like women that are going through menopause, maybe that are working on health goals. Okay. Michelle says 40 and up Christian women looking to get healthy. That's your audience. What would be the reason why people like that, if you were interested in recruiting, would want to join the team? You have to leverage that. Okay. So I would say that one of the prime people to consider whenever you're talking about recruiting are people that are already drinking ketones. They've already fallen in love with the product. And they are drinking it. Maybe their smart ship is active. Their name should be down on a piece of paper somewhere. And you should have already at least offered the opportunity to them one time, at least. Okay. Like they could earn points that they can share. Like, why would they not? They could drink their ketones, earn points to cover the cost of their ketones, and they could also make income doing it, right? They're already in love with it. Pay attention to even those men and women that are, whenever they're post, like maybe they've started their health journey with you and you've noticed that now they're like talking about it on social media. Maybe they're posting their food like I was. Okay. That was a huge red flag for my sponsor. Why do you think they recruited me? I was already doing part of it. Okay. So if you see those little indicators of, hey, like this person might be a good fit, reach out to them and start that conversation. It doesn't mean you have to be pushy about it, but say, hey, like, I really think this would be a good fit for you. Okay. And I would encourage you to create content that connects with them. Share your stories. I think today I made a post, you can go back and read it on Facebook. I actually repurposed it, which is something I'm going to talk about in just a second, on Instagram as a reel. But I was basically talking about how sometimes we look at something and we think, oh my gosh, this is scary. I could never do that. But the purpose of the post was talking about picking your hard. Okay. So at the time before I thought giving social media a try or working a business from home a try was a scary thought, I'm glad that I took the risk and I said yes, because I would have rather take the risk and say yes to prove to myself that I either can or cannot than sit back and just wonder. Right. And so, you have to talk or tell stories or things that resonate with other people. How are your audience feeling right now? Do they have a network of people that are supporting them and uplifting them on their health journey? Because we know that if you join the team, they're going to get that, right? If they're telling you they're feeling alone, I tell you what, join the team. Like, you're going to get a community of people that are all thinking positively. They're going to lift you up, and we can do this thing together. Okay, now let's kind of take that a little further when it comes to actual posting. Okay. So I shared this post with you guys. I literally just shared a couple of photos, and then I have my caption here with a call to action. Always make sure you have a call to action, especially on something like this. And it can be as simple as asking a question if you want, or find out if it resonates with them. Okay. I took this same. So this just goes to show you that like platforms operate in different ways. And I know in the beginning, when you first start your business, I think it's really important for you not to like overwhelm yourself and post the same thing everywhere, just because you're still getting into the rhythm and learning how to do this whole posting thing. But once you've kind of got that under your belt, I would definitely encourage you to play around with different ways that you present your content to see how your audience responds. Okay. So, as an example, today when I made this post, I took this same caption. Now, let me pull up Instagram. I took that same caption and I created a reel. Okay. So, the video is not on my Facebook post. Okay. These are photos. All right. But it's a similar thing. I took that same thing. I added music. I chose a trending audio. But if I go down here, the caption is exactly the same. Now, I also know that if I were to take this video that I created and I put it on TikTok, I know that I can't put a caption this long, right? Because people aren't going to read it. So I'm going to have to think of a way to consolidate this, maybe put the text on the actual frame of the video. Or make the caption much shorter if I want to repurpose this and use it on TikTok as well. So you want to be very platform specific whenever you are sharing your story. Okay. Another way that you can share your story in addition to reels and posts is your stories. Okay. How often are you talking in your stories? Are you doing it daily, once a day, a couple of times a day, every other day? The point is, it doesn't matter how often you do it, but it needs to be consistent. Okay. Consistency is key across the board. So if I post and I want to, if I, my goal is to recruit, I want to build a team, I can't expect for me to make a post on Facebook today, repurpose that into a reel, put it on TikTok, and then share it to my stories, one and done, and then not do it for 3 weeks. I can't. It has to be consistent. You all know this because when you first started your business and you made your first post, did you make a sale? No. Did when you went when you did it the second time, did you make a sale? The reality is probably not. You probably had to do it quite a few times and be extremely consistent in what you were doing before people started to really see, wait, what is she doing over there? Like, her showing up on social looks a lot different than it used to these days. Like, what's going on? What is she doing? Because we all know the way social media works is that you're putting yourself in front of people that you wouldn't have necessarily put yourself in front of before. When we first started, who was on your Facebook page? If you even had a Facebook, your family and your friends. But we know that we don't make that a goal to sell to our family and our friends. We need to expand our network. So when you started sharing your health journey, you started to show up on, I'll give TikTok as an example because I think that's a really great one. Your TikTok For You page just knows you. Whenever you start posting and talking to a specific your audience, your content gets placed in front of people that are looking for that type of content, right? So if you ever start going to the gym and you start looking at videos or things about going to the gym, it just starts showing up, right? Like if you ever start looking at quotes, for some reason, it seems like you keep hearing the same message just in different ways, right? It's just the way that, because that's the way the algorithms work. And so if you only do it once or twice, it's not going to put you where you need to be or in front of the eyes that need to see you. You have to do it more than one time. So again, I'm going to go back to let's talk about this being a recruiting thing. If you're just now starting the conversation or starting to expose yourself to, hey, there, it's not just about health and wellness here. I do have a way for you to create extra income. I do have a way for you to set vision for your life. I do have a way for you to meet new friends. I do have a way for you to take trips throughout the year. I do have a way for all of those things. Your mindset, like whatever's your why, right? Like, if you're not talking about those things consistently, again, your content is not going to be put in front of the people that it needs to serve. So you have to be extremely consistent and extremely authentic. Now, that's not to say that you don't want to only share your story. I really think it's powerful for you to talk about what other people are doing in the community, because the reality is when people come to your page, they see you, right? And they should. Like, we're not sharing everybody else's Joe Schmo stuff on our page. It's you. It's your diary. It's your, what is it? Your storefront. Is that what we call it? Your storefront. You know, they're coming to see you. But wouldn't it be cool if we shared with people? That's why every week when we do our trainings, we put it in our stories to let people know that, like, hey, I'm not doing this by myself. Like, we used to use this expression. I don't know if we do it much anymore, but we would say, like, in business for myself, but never by myself. Write that down if you've never used it. Because when people see that, oh my goodness, you're not alone when you're doing this, like, this is not just something crazy, concoction that you came up with on your own and you're like literally just, losing your mind on social media. Like a lot of people do think whenever you first start, right? Now they're starting to see that there's other people that are winning also. Like, there are other people that are taking trips. Wait, there are other people that are hopping on Zooms once or twice, or maybe even every single day of the week to get trained. Wait, you don't have to, like last week when I was talking about loading up, I don't have to load all that junk up in my car and like drive an hour down the road and host a party and then come home and be exhausted. Wait, what? Like, you can meet people from your house or on your phone. Like, when they start to see that you're not in it on your own and that you have people to back you up and that are also experiencing the things that you're talking about, it builds credibility and people believe you more, right? Not to mention, they might even resonate with their story and go, dang, like her story. Like, I tell you all the time, we should be sharing other people's stories periodically. So if you see someone winning, I think Randy shares this a lot. She talks about how whenever you're like in a season, because I know it's very frustrating when you're in that season of like waiting and you're not winning. I know that season, it sucks. Okay. And you sit there and you look at other people and you're like, it just seems like it just comes easily for them. Like, it's natural. Like, you just don't understand why you're not there yet. You've been working your butt off. It's real easy for us to get stuck in a rut. It's easy for us to get stuck in our heads and get frustrated. Okay. It's normal also. So, by the way, like, it's totally normal and you can feel those things. But my point with this is that when you see someone else winning, don't act out of like jealousy or anger or anything like that. Cheer them on. Celebrate them. Talk about their success, because one day that's going to be you, right? One day that's going to be you. And when you can let go of that jealousy or that feeling or that emotion of, hey, I'm not quite there yet, and you can celebrate someone else and share that with other people, again, that really builds people's belief in you that, like, you're in it for the right reasons. You're in it because you really want to see people win. You're in it because, yeah, I mean, it's nice to, make $1 million. I haven't made $1 million in this business and I've been doing it for 4 years. Okay. Would it be nice? Of course it would be nice. Okay. But if I'm thinking long term here, that's not the real reason why I'm here. Now, if I ever get there, I'm not going to complain, okay? But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be, and that's where it comes to authenticity. Like, you've got to be real with your people and go, I'm so excited for so and so because they just hit car earning rank, or oh my gosh, I'm so excited because, whatever you see that's happening that really speaks to you and go, I want to do that one day. I remember whenever these people were hitting champ before I was, I would get like, now granted, whenever I hit it, It was like this, the moment of like, did this really happen? But I remember before it happening, thinking to myself, like, there's just no way I'll ever do that. But I remember I kept just talking about it over and over and over when I, and I would use language that was like almost like speaking it into my life. Like I was believing it that it was going to happen. Or I will never forget. I was sitting on a power hour. I don't remember if I was only like a couple months in business. Jenny Elizabeth was leading a power hour. And I was sitting on there and she was saying, this was actually one of those times, I think, when I was teaching. She was like, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to go to Google and I need you to Google the car that you want to earn. I was like, brand baby new in business. Like, what? I was like barely making a couple hundred dollars a month. Like that was it. Like I was excited. I was proud of myself for how far I'd come, but I was like nowhere near hitting car earning rank at all. And but I'm coachable. And so I did it. And I remember and I was like, okay, that was fun. Whatever. I got to pick out a car, posted in my story. She goes, okay, now I want you to talk in your stories about that car. And I was like, throw up. I want to throw up because it was like, then I had to like faith come to terms with the fact that this was a vision of mine. This was a goal that I had. Are you talking about it? Are you speaking it to your people? Because there's nothing, which side note, this is also another reason why I started the business because I knew that if I started sharing my story on social media, I would have to stay committed because I would let myself down, but I would hate to let other people down. That's just me. So it was kind of the same thing with this. It was like, okay, if I tell all these people I'm gonna do this, I got to do it now. I can't just like, pretend I didn't say that because now everybody's watching me and that's no bueno. We can't like not, and so I don't know. Like, I think it's super important for you to consider stuff like that is maybe just really like putting it out there and sharing with people not only what you're doing but what other people are doing and draw them in that way. Okay, so let's get into because we have just a few minutes and I do want to wrap it up and give you some time for questions. But do you have that little like a running list, maybe a note on your phone of people that have either liked your content if you've ever talked about the business before, if you've ever shared anything about the opportunity on your page, and they just hit that little heart button. They didn't comment, but they just hit that little heart button. Do you have their name saved somewhere? Do you have that post saved in a collection somewhere? Because if you don't, you're selling yourself short. Okay. There's a reason why. Yes, if you look for a car, then you see that car everywhere. You're right, Joanna. there's a reason why they did. Now, it could be they just wanted to support you. They were happy for you. They were excited for you. That's great. Okay. But you also want to make sure that you're talking to that person consistently. The other night, I was talking to a girl on Instagram that I have literally been talking to, I think, since I started the business. She lives in the upstate. I live in the low country. She lives in the upstate. And I believe her family does farming. And she commented on something, maybe it was a reel or something that I posted. And I was following up with her and I was talking to her. And her story is very similar to mine. She's a school counselor. She was a teacher for a while. And she was like, like, I really could just use some extra money right now. And she and I just started having these conversations. My point there is that you just never know whenever the opportunity or the timing might become right for that person. Okay. After 4 years of me talking to her, who would have thought? Now she's bought ketones from me before. And it's even been a while since she's bought ketones, but now she's considering the business opportunity. So I would come up with a system that's going to be helpful for you to keep up with those people and touch base with them from time to time. I've shared with you guys that I love to keep a collection of my posts. That way, one day a week, I follow up on those types of posting. I just open up that folder and I just start responding and commenting to those types of people. Okay. So any system like that would work for you. I would make sure that you are following up. I've already mentioned with your people that are active on SmartShip. Okay. Or people that are commenting on your posts, your polls and stuff in your stories, and make sure you have those scripts ready. Now, remember, we do have boards, so you have easy access follow-up scripts, but there's nothing more powerful than a voice memo. Okay. And I would even, and I know we talked about this last week, but I would even get into the nitty-gritty of their why before you ever even start really talking about the business. Like the other day, whenever I was talking to this person, I was like, So tell me more. Like, in fact, I'm just gonna pull up our conversation so I can like be real, real with y'all and tell you how it went. Oh, she just responded to me. That's so cool. Oh, she is not in the upstate. She is definitely like 30 minutes away from me. Holy moly. Okay. So I said, hey, I saw your comment. Tell me what sparked your interest in earning extra income. She said, well, just as your video said, life in all caps with exclamation point. I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. I was doing pitching lessons on the side, but then the softball season started and it's been hard. So now I know. She's already doing something to make extra money. She's doing pitching lessons. That's going to take a lot of energy and effort, right? And time. But now softball season has started. These kids aren't needing pitching lessons anymore. They're actually doing it with their coach now. Okay. And it's been hard. I want a nicer above ground pool. So I responded to her. Again, I'm affirming her. This kind of goes back to what we talked about last week. And you said that you're a school counselor. Is that right? Yeah, I taught for 14 years. This is my 6th year as a certified school counselor. My husband farms, so we don't make millions, but we have a good life. However, dot, dot, dot. I want to dig a little deeper. Keep asking those clarifying questions to really understand what has piqued her interest and why she's here. Okay. This also helps her to see that I'm genuinely interested in her as a human being. I'm not just ready to make a sale. I'm not just ready to recruit her onto my team. Because, like we said before, the reality is that some people are a good fit and some people are not. And I would much rather go ahead and have somebody who's ready to commit and is like knowing what she's doing or what her goals are. And I know how to support her through it versus her just buying a pack and then ghosting me and I don't ever get to talk to her again, you know? So, I said, or she said, I said, that's so exciting. I was an elementary school teacher before pursuing marketing. I love how teachers adapt and grow and are always up for a challenge. So a new pool, anything else you want to work towards? And she said, I always have big dreams. I need a shop for my husband, rocks for my driveway. That's so doggone muddy. And I said, ha ha, I know what you mean. Don't you live in South Carolina? So I'm continuing the conversation just to really get to know her. And y'all, I just found out that she lives like 30, 45 minutes. So I have to mark that on red so I can, respond to her later. That's crazy. Do you guys see what I'm doing here? And the more conversations that you have, the better that you'll get at this. Okay. The more confident you'll feel. And those voice memos are really helpful in terms of saving time whenever you are you're talking to them. So consistency in your posting is really powerful and following up consistently is powerful. Within the last couple of minutes, I'm just going to share some ideas if you're taking notes on ideas for posting. Number one, once a week, do some sort of opportunity post. Okay. It can be a Transformation Tuesday post, like that's different than your health and wellness post, or you can do it on Wednesday, like what we typically do. It's up to you, but do it once a week. Share a part of your story or a team member's story, somebody in the community, that focuses on their personal growth, not just really about the business and the income and all of that, but really just focus on like, you know, what I think about Megan George and her story and how powerful telling her story is, because I don't know if y'all know her story, but so Megan was she worked in retail before she started ketones. She started drinking ketones, then she started the business. And one of the things that she realized over time, she and her husband were married, was that they could not have children. They were struggling to have kids. It was a very, very, it was just an experience for her. She's had several miscarriages. And eventually she and her husband had to pursue IVF. Now the really cool thing is that she has had success and she just celebrated Maverick's first birthday. I don't know if y'all follow her or not, but she just celebrated his first birthday. And now they're starting the process. They had several embryos and that you know that took or whatever. I don't know what the language is for that, but she had several embryos and they picked that. I think it was a surprise which one the doctor implanted, but Maverick was the only boy out of all of the embryos. So the one that she's gonna get next will be a girl. She knows that, which I think is so exciting. But getting back to my point of the story is that the business allowed her to pay for that. You've ever seen what it takes to go through that? It's extremely expensive. It takes a lot. I had a friend that I used to teach with. She would have to leave work a lot to go have these things done. It's very like it could be stressful. It's one of those things that you really have to take care of yourself. I remember we went on Bree Nichols' bachelorette party to Nashville, and Bree and Megan are like this. They're best friends, and Megan, she was getting ready to have her egg retrieval, she couldn't even go on the Bachelorette. We carried around little stick Megans. We called her Finger Megan because we had it was like a popsicle stick with a little picture of her, and we literally took pictures of her wherever we went. But like that was just the seriousness of what she was going through at the time. That's profound. Yes, the income is good, but what the income gave her in that opportunity is much more meaningful and will resonate much more with your audience versus just saying, get to make money, you know? Like, it's not really, the money is great, but it's what you can do with the money that's really great, you know? Like, I think about the millions of stories that I've heard Jessie Lee talk about when she shared about, she would adopt y'all. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but she used to adopt kids for other people. Like, she would pay for adoptions. She would literally just pay for an adoption. Someone that wanted to, I don't know who, I don't know how, but every year she would just pay for people to go have their baby, like to go get a baby. Like, that's amazing. Like, she literally like filled a void in families' lives, something that maybe I'm sure that was a stressor for them, that they wanted children, maybe could not have children, whatever the reason might be, but it's also expensive to have an adoption, right? And she eliminated that issue for them. You know, how many other stories can you collect and share and tell people about that are going to go, y'all, this is not just about business. Okay. This is about changing lives. This is about, like, if I could tell you what my mindset looked like before and the way that I would approach a problem versus now, it's completely different. My mindset is nowhere the same whenever it comes to just dealing with life, you know, because the reality is life is always going to be, it's going to be hard in a lot of different ways. But it's the way that you take it on. All right. So telling those stories, telling those posts, doing those day in the lives in your stories, or in your reels, maybe where you are, just sharing what your typical day is like, which I know a lot of you are already doing, but you're focusing on, flexibility. You're talking about like, listen, I work a full-time job and you don't have to sit in front of a computer all day long to do this. You can do 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Like I literally, like we have it broken up. Like it's flexible. So whatever your schedule looks like, you can fit it in. You don't have to haul a whole bunch of crap around your, community and host parties and stuff. It's not like that. It's a lot more flexible. Maybe in your stories, whenever you're doing your day in the life, you get really excited because one of your customers tells you what the impact that you had on their life. I'm gonna tell you what, the feedback that I've been getting from my not only my customers, clients, and but also my leads and people that are just following me has been how much the faith-based content that I've been sharing has poured into their lives. And I'm sure without a doubt that that has been a message that you have received recently. And I hope and pray because I see what y'all share and I just know that you've got to be getting those sort of messages. Go on your stories and talk about what that means to you, you know, and you don't have to mention that person's name. They'll know that you're talking about them. Like, that's the reason why I do what I do every day, even whenever it's difficult, or even whenever I'm struggling in my mindset, you know, knowing that what I'm doing is helping someone else, it's worth it, right? You know, and then you can also talk about the other stuff, talk about the trips and talk about the massage that you go and get. Like, talk about those things. Those things are not bad, nor are they wrong. They are definitely something to celebrate and share, you know? When I get my massages, I want to talk about that because before this business, I never did, never in my life ever have a massage. And this business is one of those things that encouraged me to do that. I'll never forget for a while, I quit doing it just because I felt like I was like, this is stupid. I can do this myself. I used to pay someone to come clean my house with Prove-It money. So, anyway, I know I talked about this last week, but think about hosting an opportunity call on Zoom, okay? Or you can do one of those NGLs, that app where you can post a thing in your stories and say, ask me anything, you know? Ask me anything about the business. Ask me anything. Maybe you make a post and you have people ask you, but make it very clear that you're wanting them to ask questions about their business opportunity, okay? Now, side note, if you do the NGL, you can comment and ask yourself questions to kind of get the ball rolling and then repost those in your stories. You definitely can do that. If you're doing a post, or you're asking people to ask questions, I would encourage you to either go into your customer chat, your top VIPs, say, hey, I've got a $10 coupon for anybody that will go in and ask a question on my last post. You know, stuff like that, that will encourage people to do that. Or if you have family and friends that really love you, go, hey, do you love me? I need your help. Can you go on my post and like comment real quick? Like there's no shame in that. Okay. If they love you, they'll do it. All right. But think of ways that you can provide opportunities for people to ask you questions. Okay. It will also open up opportunities for you to share more. Maybe something that they ask isn't something that you thought about before. Okay. And then you can answer that. Maybe even if it's a hard question and you're like, ooh, I don't know, ask the team. Okay. We can help you in terms of what to say or how to respond. We've already talked about spotlighting other people in the business and the success that they've had and sharing their stories. But most importantly, continue to provide value on your page. Okay. Just because it's not an opportunity post, just because you're not specifically saying comment the word biz on your opportunity live, like it could be any other type of post. Last night, whenever I was going live, I shared that what I do is fun and that I happen to make extra money doing it. Is anyone else interested? And I had like four people that commented interested. So it doesn't necessarily have to be focused directly on the business opportunity, but keep your mind open, even when you're scrolling and you're building connections with these people, on what the business could potentially do for them so that you can have that conversation. Just be real. Oh my gosh, that went by so quickly. Did you enjoy today's episode of The Kristen Morris Show? If so, please do me a favor and leave a review on the platform you're listening to and share this episode with a friend. Better yet, let's connect. Find me on any social media platform and tag me in your stories with your favorite takeaways. And until next time, lead by example and inspire others to do the same.